Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey, parents. You're listening to the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Nanika Kaur, clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. Today, we're talking about what to expect as kids make their way from age 6 to age 7. A newly minted 6-year-old's behaviors may be frustrating to their parents, causing parent-child relationships to break down. However, having a sense of how a child's development is impacting them makes challenging behavior easier to manage. If you think of challenging behavior as the visible tip of an iceberg, what isn't visible to us underneath the surface tells the whole story. Of course, not every 6-year-old will behave in the same way, but knowing the typical patterns of this age means you can be more understanding when your child is loving in 1 minute and threatening to put you in the garbage the next. In the book Your 6-Year-Old, Loving and Defiant, child development experts Louise Bates Ames and Francis Ilg explain age 6 as an era of ambivalence, a period when kids have difficulty making decisions and can be demanding and argumentative. They're becoming the center of their own world and beginning to decenter their parents. They might reject parents on the one hand and at the same time be desperate for their approval. The desire to be successful at the things they attempt is so strong that they might get really dysregulated when they don't do as well as they'd hoped, or when they aren't first or best or recognized for their accomplishments. Insecurity is a theme of the first half of age 6, which is why you might hear so much boasting and grandstanding at that age, because it's how they're trying to bolster their confidence. They have high energy and may make lots of repetitive sounds and movements. They can be bossy and competitive with younger siblings and friends. Emotions are high and right at the surface. So outbursts can be intense. Complete collapse can occur over the smallest paper cut. Their favorite pajamas being in the laundry can result in crying of the loud, dejected, and inconsolable kind. A full-on tantrum here and there is not unheard of, and sometimes I hate you is thrown around. But on the other hand, 6-year-olds can also be a delight. They can be incredibly warm and affectionate. They're inquisitive, enthusiastic about learning, and driven to explore and discover new things. They love telling jokes, playing guessing games, and generally being super silly. So here are 8 tips to make life with a 6-year-old easier when they're not in that shiny, happy place. Repair the relationship quickly following conflict. After the two of you have struggled, make sure to reconnect by initiating repair as soon as everyone's calm again. Take responsibility for your part in the conflict. Acknowledge their hurt or upset, and work together to figure out how you'll handle those kinds of situations in the future. So you're reassuring your child that your affection for them is intact regardless of challenging behavior on their part. 2, acknowledge their accomplishments. Let them know you notice when they do things voluntarily that aren't always easy for kids their age to do, like wait their turn for something they really want, sharing with a peer or sibling, or cleaning their room, or when they want to do something kind or thoughtful for someone else. Take an interest in the things they've made or learned to do, but try to acknowledge their effort or their process rather than evaluating the outcome. Instead of saying that their picture is beautiful, show your appreciation and acknowledgement by letting them know that you noticed the different shades of blue they used, how you could see how hard they were working on it, or talk about what your eyes were immediately drawn to. This puts a focus on process rather than performance. So kids are motivated to do things because they're fun, fulfilling, and interesting for their own sake, rather than something they're just doing to get approval. 3. Develop a thick skin. Don't take things personally. Don't take to heart the provocative things that your 6-year-old might say to you in frustration. Look underneath the iceberg of that behavior. Their words are telling you something about the state of their nervous system, the emotions they're experiencing, or what they might need in the moment. Pause, take a deep breath, and respond rather than react to what lies beneath the surface of the words they're choosing. Remind yourself that your kid is having a hard time, not giving you a hard time. 4. Lean into playfulness. When your child is resisting getting their shoes on, for instance, don't get into a power struggle. Instead, pick up the nearest toys and make toy number 1 say to toy number 2, "There's no way this kid can put their shoes on by themselves." And toy number 2 says, "Yes, they can. I've seen them do it. Just wait." Toy number 2 goes on to try desperately to convince toy number 1, who just refuses to believe it, and who also pretends not to see the child racing to put their shoes on, which is generally what happens by this point. Now your kid's shoes are on, and you're laughing together. Win-win.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be life.
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. 5. Use declarative language. You can also avoid power struggles by not making direct demands. Instead of saying, "Hurry up and get your shoes on," you might say, "I see you've got your jacket on, and I'm noticing your shoes are over by the couch." Declarative statements are neutral statements that don't require a response, but give kids a window into what you're thinking. This stimulates their own inner voice, critical thinking and planning skills to decide what to do next all on their own. 6. Make observations, not evaluations. State what you're seeing rather than your judgments about it. Instead of telling your interrupting child that they're being rude, you might say, "You're really excited to tell me something, and I'm talking to someone else right now. Ugh, it's so hard to wait, I know." You've honed in on the needs underlying their behavior so they feel understood, and that the message their behavior is trying to communicate to you has been received. This has a calming effect on their brain and nervous system. When you're both calm, you can come up with solutions together more easily in moments like this. 7. Choose your limits wisely. Unless it's a matter of health or safety, is your limit a necessity? Or are you seeing a 6-year-old doing what 6-year-olds do, and you just prefer that they didn't? Which is totally legit. But if we're talking annoying but not egregious, can you just let it go? Can you collaborate with them about a way that they can keep doing what they want to do in a way that works better for you? And lastly, 8, you need understanding too. When you're making great efforts at refilling your child's emotional cup, you're going to need some refills of your own. Finding a listening ear is a foundational way of getting your cup filled, but not just any kind of listener. Find someone who'll listen with interest and respect, without judgment, interruption, or telling you what you should do or what you should feel. Choose a person who'll keep listening to you even if you express big feelings that come with tears of rage or deep sadness. Therapy is a safe place for this kind of honest emotional release, but friends, spouses, or fellow parents can be great listeners too. Regularly having someone deeply listen to your complex feelings about parenting can refill your cup so you have more parenting bandwidth. It's normal to struggle as a parent with the extremes of age 6. Using these 8 tips can infuse more connection and understanding into your interactions with your child. Making neutral comments and observations, setting only the most necessary limits, and letting button-pushing remarks roll off you can really cut down on conflict. And regularly having someone listen to the swirl of feelings you have about parenting can refill your cup so you have more parenting bandwidth. You can't change your child's age or their unique developmental trajectory, but having a general sense of how a 6-year-old ticks lets you adjust your expectations and feel less aggravated about perfectly typical behavior. I hope that's helpful. You can find out more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. That's one word, brooklynparenttherapy.com. And on Instagram at bkparents. That's bkparents. If you have more questions about child development or any other parenting questions or stories, leave me a message at 646-926-3243. And be sure to let me know if it's okay to use your voice on the show. You can also send an email to parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. That's parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. And don't forget to subscribe to Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Catch you next week. Project Parenthood is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Dan Firebend with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulies. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. That's all for this episode. Thanks so much for listening.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on. This has to be like...
good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.